Hello, friends, my colleagues. Today I want to talk about deep cellular cleansing, but more focused on heavy metals. Why? Because we are aware that we are being poisoned through heavy metals. We are being poisoned utilizing vaccines, and there are heavy metals in those vaccines, through chemtrails, and there are heavy metals in chemtrails, and through our table salt, because there is a heavy metal in our table salt purposely. This is why table salt should never be consumed, and it is part of every processed food. So, no processed foods. Well, there are many different ways how we are being told cleansing, deep cleansing, can be achieved. And many so-called alternative medicine gurus, they have different methods to do that. Most of them acquire medicinal plants, but also vinegar, apple cider vinegar, or olive oil, coffee, through coffee enemas. Well, none of these actually achieves a deep cleanse. What do I mean by deep cleanse? Deep cleanse is a cellular cleansing, because basically we have two different liquids in a body that we have to cleanse, and we're always cleansing those liquids. One is the extracellular liquid, what is outside of the cells, and the other one is the intracellular liquid, which is inside of the cell. Descriptive name. So, to cleanse the extracellular liquid, which is the blood, the plasma, lymph, we have three different set of organs for that. We have the kidneys, then we have the mucosal tissue, and then the skin. They all have glomerules which cleanse blood. So we can basically eat any kind of junk and cleanse our blood if those cleansing organs are working. For them to work properly, there is one requirement. We have to have adequate level of plasma in a body. The plasma that we are talking about is electroconductive water. And what gives water conductivity, electroconductivity, are minerals. And this is why the liquid in our body, we don't call it water, we call it plasma. Because it is electroconductive and it is loaded with minerals. We always are being told in medical school, oh, we have the electrolytes. And the usual suspects are being mentioned, which is potassium, chlorine, calcium. But actually there are 80 different minerals which are in the plasma of our body. And they are all necessary minerals. They all contribute to electroconductivity. So as long as we have enough plasma, our cleansing organs are going to be cleansing the blood, and the blood will be cleaner and cleaner. Unfortunately, we are being misinformed about what is healthy diet, and instead of eating healthy, we are actually poisoning ourselves, which should not surprise you, because now in this revelation, as we are taking down the dark cabal, we are realizing that whatever is promoted as being positive is actually negative. Whatever is being attacked as being negative is actually positive. We can see it now really very clearly. Before it was more difficult because we are lied through schools, which are the indoctrination centers, and we accept the lies to be truths, and then everything is fine and dandy. Even further going through a schooling process in high schools, or when we are studying to be a chemist or physicist or medical doctor or whatever, the deeper we go, the more knowledge through books we obtain, the more misguided we become. And now, within this awakening process, we are realizing, just look at the non-existing virus. We are destroying economies. People are walking with a mask, fighting other people because they don't wear a mask, not realizing that mask is actually poisoning them. All this alcohol they put on their hands, every time you go somewhere, alcohol here in Peru. This is incredible. Of course, people are dropping dead like a flies because they're being poisoned with poisonous alcohol. But this is not drinking alcohol, it's ethanol. It's toxic. Any alcohol is toxic, but this one in particular. And it absorbs through the skin, it goes right into the blood. So everything that is promoted through media, through movies, through schooling system is basically lie and contrary to the truth. I talk about it for years. I write articles about it. Well, but now it is more evident than it was before. So you can continue poisoning yourself with this stupid food that we think it's healthy, like vegetarian and vegan foods. And still, the blood can continue getting cleansed as long as there is enough plasma. Unfortunately, even the health gurus who are telling you how to deep cleanse will tell you, well, yeah, you should use this plant or that plant and drink plenty of water, but stay away from salt. Well, stay away from salt. You are staying away from water because body is measuring salt and minerals in water. If you take a lot of water and there is not enough salt, you are interfering with electroconductivity. So the body immediately gets rid of the water. You are going to urinate it or sweat it out. So you cannot hydrate. You cannot raise the level of plasma in your body just by drinking water, because body will filter it, throw it out without actually cleansing the body. Just getting rid of the water so it can balance perfectly the level of minerals to the level of the water. Unless you increase level of minerals, you cannot increase plasma levels of your body, which means you cannot adequately cleanse blood. Because the first tell is if your urine is yellow, dark yellow, and if it smells terribly, well, you don't have enough plasma in the body, because body is waiting for toxicity of blood to increase just below the radar before the kidney is going to filter it out, just to lose less water, to have urine more concentrated, which doesn't happen if you have proper level of plasma. Body will eliminate immediately what it wants to get out. So, as long as you have plasma, the blood is going to be cleansed. Unfortunately, since We don't know this. And we don't drink enough plasma. Some more conscious people drink plenty of water, which does not help them much. Okay, because again, there is not enough minerals, because they usually, if they are listening to the science, they are staying away from salt. Of course, the salt I'm talking about is not a toxic iodized salt that they are selling in the stores. The only good salt is freshly harvested sea salt, because it's loaded with magnesium and has another 80 plus minerals. Every mineral there is on this planet, it is dissolved and it is in a seawater because currents move it around. So using a salt and drinking water, or better, drinking plasma, which you just mix a little bit of salt with the water and drink it. This is your plasma, and immediately you are raising plasma levels in the body, and cleansing starts. But the hydration of your cells depends on osmotic, cellular osmotic pump. And this osmotic pump needs permission of the cellular receptor to run. If the blood is toxic, or if there is any kind of toxic element in traces present in the blood, the permission to engage the osmotic pump is not going to be given, because cell has no arms and mouth to selectively take what it wants. It just takes everything or nothing. So when our blood is toxic, and during our life, as we are taking different type of foods, the cell will absorb things unless it realizes that something is toxic. Then it will not, it will save the sample, but it will not continue to absorb anything until this toxicity leaves blood. So blood has to be cleansed first. So while you can drink your coffee, eat garlic, or drink ginger tea while you are detoxing blood, you cannot do it if you want to do cellular detox. Why not? Because cellular detox depends also on level of plasma, but within a cell, which means it has to absorb first the plasma in, and it cannot do it if blood is toxic. So here goes to smoke all this guru knowledge of our alternative medicine that tells you that through using medicinal plants, we can actually increase our cellular hydration and cellular detox. It's actually contrary. You cannot take any plant-based toxic material to help hydration on the cell. Now, we are being told chelation is the only problem to get heavy metals out. Well, this is bold-faced lie, because I haven't seen any improvement of any person that had been infested with heavy metals that has been helped through chelation process. Actually, I had a client, German client, who, when he was 40, he lost his job. He was working as commercial painter of buildings and in Germany. And he became bald. He became very low on energy. He was poisoned through the metal in those paints. And he was retired on disability and received monthly paycheck. But once a year, he had to return to the sanatorium to be tested. for level of metals so that he can go back. And he went through chelations and special plant-based diets and for 10 years. Because 10 years since this happened, I have met him in Margarita Island, where he was got married to a Venezuelan woman, or living with her, I'm not sure. And on one of my speeches that I was giving about health, he was listening and came to me and said, look, I have this and this problem, and do you think that this protocol of yours could help me? And this was a long time ago. This was probably 15 years ago. And I said, look, I did not have at that point any client with this problem, but from how I understand how body works, this is the only way to get heavy metals out of cells. So he accepted it and he did the self-healers protocol. But 3 months into the process, he had to go to Germany to be tested. It was his annual day of testing. So he left, and a couple of weeks later I received email from him saying, Darko, this is incredible. They cannot find any heavy metal in my body. So what all this chelation did not do in 10 years, simple, properly guided hydration did in 3 months. Or maybe earlier, I don't know. It just was 3 months after he started with the protocol. But probably it will take at least 2 months. Why? Because it takes 1 month of roughly just to properly cleanse the blood. So then the cells engage their pumps and they start hydrating, because how the deep cellular cleanse works, that pressure, internal pressure of the cell has to increase. And as it increases, then it expulses out the garbage, including the heavy metals. And this kind of a pressure cannot be achieved unless the osmotic pump is properly running. And to run osmotic pump, we need sodium, water, oxygen, and plenty of energy. Because potassium has to be made. Potassium is made in a cell, within a cell, so it increases the density. And this increase of density runs the osmotic pump. Why do we have in the nature plenty of magnesium and plenty of potassium, plenty of calcium? Because this is all being made by living beings, by cells, through cold fusion. So wherever there are living beings, you will have these materials. This is why there's a plenty of magnesium in a sea, in a sea salt. Unfortunately, the truth is hidden from us, and we are being fed a bunch of lies, and then we wonder how come that we don't heal. How come doctor does not know how to heal anybody? And doctor is not equipped to heal anybody, because healing is not what he is being told in medical school. What I was told in medical school was all nonsense. I cannot use any of it to help animals, because I'm a veterinarian, or people. And that we have to be licensed. Only licensed doctors can do healing. This is pure nonsense. Because as soon as you are licensed, you are a corporate entity working under corporate rules, using corporate lies. And no corporation is interested in your health. They profit from your disease. So everything the doctor does is to make you sicker. Unfortunately, we are not aware of it, because we camouflage the symptoms. symptom goes away, oh, doctor, help me, oh, I was in a pain and now I'm perfect. Yeah. You are toxic, and even worse, toxic, only you don't know about it because signaling of the body has been cut. So you have no idea that you are getting into critical toxicity, which later on comes out with what we call autoimmune diseases. It's all manufactured stuff. So if you really want to cleanse, forget about any medicinal remedies, because this is not real cleansing. This is just external cleansing. The real cleansing, the deep cellular cleansing, can only be achieved with zero of toxic remedies. Because you can have perfectly clean blood, but if you have a little bit of coffee, bingo, no cellular hydration until blood cleanses all the caffeine out. You eat a little bit of garlic, too. No cellular cleansing until all the toxic elements, sulfon hydroxyl, is out of the blood. Little alcohol, same thing. Even washing alcohol, hands with alcohol, a little bit, pop, pop, absorbs. It's a trace. What stops the cellular cleansing? It's not quantity. There's a signal. Receptor catches the signal of toxicity, bingo. It stops production of potassium, bingo, no more cellular hydration. Healing is very simple. Once more, we know the truth. The truth, to get to the truth, is very problematic. For one, because it is always hidden from us. Idiots like Pasteur, Louis Pasteur, they are being promoted and made heroes and given Nobel Prizes. And through scientists like Bouchon, they are being laughed at and forgotten. All this nonsense about virus is a pure nonsense. Even bacteria and fungus do not create disease. Disease creates them. Your toxicity creates them. And then you have the mix of those two, which will kill you if you don't allow cleansing. But how can you allow cleansing if you are being told to keep away from salt? Think about it. So, if you really want to cleanse on deep cellular level, and you can cleanse everything, you can cleanse even the stupid vaccines, all this poison that comes, you can cleanse it out. But you need a lot of plasma. And you need running cellular pump. So it is not just drinking plasma, drinking seawater or diluted seawater or water with sea salt. It is also not ingesting plants. Now we say, oh, chelation, because plants produce acids. The acid bore holes in a mineral. They dissolve minerals. Then they absorb them. Then they die. And then all these ionic and micromolecule elements of those minerals get through rain dissolved, they go into the rivers. So when you are having a faucet on, usually after a while, if it's dripping a little bit, you have accumulation of minerals. We say, oh, calcium deposits. So what do? You take a little bit of vinegar, put it there, it dissolves it, wipe it off, gone. Acids do this stuff. But then, from through rivers, all these minerals are being flushed into the sea. From the sea, there is nowhere to flush them. The water evaporates, leaving the minerals in the water. Just vapors go out. So the sea becomes more and more saturated with minerals and becomes saltier and saltier. This is where the saltness and salt of the sea comes from dissolved minerals from plants. But you don't need this plant, because whatever is in a plant is covered with a cellulose. Plant is cellulose. You cannot digest it. So we are being told, no, but you take the chelated acids. Why? You don't need them. And again, they will not go where you want them to go if your blood is toxic. And with these chelated things, you are bringing other phytotoxins that prevent cellular hydration. And I have proven this. And some of my friends who helped me by doing certain experiments themselves, after doing my protocol, just eating correctly and just putting little spirulina, pew, the body exploded again with toxicity, with the same problems they had before. Spirulina, again, plant, toxic. We are not meant to be fed by plants, because plants are cellulose. You cannot digest them when they are raw, and we are not supposed to eat cooked food. You cook it, you change frequency. And, which is worse with plants, you break the cellulose and you get in touch with the forbidden food, with glucose. And there comes all different array of diseases based on reprogramming of your genetic system. Because now your body has to adjust to work on plant food, not anymore on animal food, which is animal fat and protein. So you want to heal. Forget about everything you have ever been told. Just think about it clearly. Think about what I have said. And more than this, try it, because the positive outcome is going to be there. Don't ever take anything for granted. Even if it sounds great, try it. You have a problem with heavy metals, start, use the self-healers protocol, do the hydration a proper way, but the hydration will eliminate toxicity. When the toxicity from the cells hit the blood becomes so toxic that all symptoms of flu come out. You get tested, you will be COVID-19, COVID-20, COVID-21, COVID-58 in 45 years. If we don't change our thinking and we destroy this stupid cabal and free ourselves. I wish you well. I hope that you are going to try to hydrate correctly, and you will be amazed by it. But don't be afraid of the cleansing symptoms. You break down with the flu symptoms, with the muscular pain, with pain of joints, it means that cells are releasing toxicity, and this pollutes your blood, which brings all these symptoms of toxic blood, which we blame on bacteria, on fungus, on viruses. They are here only to, virus, forget about it, doesn't exist, but bacteria and fungus are here to help you to get rid of these toxic elements. That's why they are in your body. But for us, we have to look for culprit without finding it. So we have perpetual problem. And Pasteur gave us perfect solution. Let's blame bacteria and virus. The cleaners. Let's blame the cleaners. Not the culprit. I hope you get a drift. Love you all. Bye.